Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Reykjavik, Iceland, to Karachi, Pakistan, to Manhattan, Kansas, to Hobart, Tasmania. We are the Tastemakers.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning to our listeners around the globe on this glorious, glorious day out there. Again, it's been a while since the Harris brothers have been in the studio, but we're back.
And we're back. Yeah, we have been on hiatus for several months because of our busy schedule, and first time in the studio, I think it's back since April.
A couple months, probably. Yeah. But what a day to come back, right? Yeah. I mean, look outside. Blue skies.
I remember, Mark, the last time that we were here, we're always talking about the fantastic weather we have here. That's the last couple times we were here. It was kind of cloudy. It was gloomy. It was, you know,
rainy.
Yeah,
drizzly.
Yeah, which
depressing.
Depressing. Does not happen very often. However, today could not be more glorious. We're a couple days away from October. I think summer is over. Fall is here. It's going to be 90 degrees in L.A. today, which is unbelievable. But beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Looking out of the studios today, I see clear skies. I see the mountains in the foreground there, Mark. And there's some palm trees.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, good to be back. Real good to be back. I can't believe it's been so long. But we'll start today's show. We have a lot to talk about today, Mark.
And that's an understatement.
A lot we've been doing, a lot that's coming up pretty soon. But we'll start this show, Mark, like we do every Tuesday, with our happy birthday greetings.
I hope we got some good ones today.
Well, you know, Mark, since we started doing this, it seemed almost like weekly that we were starting to add more YouTubers, models.
Followers, influencers. Yeah,
other than just, originally when we first started the celebrity birthdays, that's exactly what it was a celebrity, whether it was a film star, a television star, what have you. But now it's morphed into, you'll get an idea here in just 1 second.
Great.
And yet today is, what is today's date, by the way?
It's
the
26th. Who cares what day it is?
Serena Williams.
Wow, she just had a baby.
Yeah, how old do you think she is?
I'd say 39.
35. Olivia Newton-John,
who just had breast cancer again. She beat it once, now it's back again.
Wow.
I'd say she's 64.
68.
Wow.
Carrington Dunham is 18.
I like that name. Carrington Dunham?
But is it a he or a she?
I don't know.
Because that could go both ways.
That's a good question, yeah.
It's a he. Instagrammer. Niels Visser, 18 today. He's a model. Christina Milian. Isn't she married to Nick Lachey?
No. Nick Lachey, no, he's on...
Christine Lachey. Anyhow, yeah. She's 35.
35.
Nev Schulman, he's a TV producer, 32. Oscar Morales, 20. He's a YouTuber.
Okay.
Dat Boy, D-A-T-B-O-I, Dat Boy.
He's a rapper?
He's a rapper.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
Kelly Dudd.
What a dud.
41. She's on Housewives of Orange County.
Oh.
And Dr. Luke. He's 43. He's a music producer. And last but not least, Mark, celebrating 35 candles on her birthday cake today is wrestler Kana.
Kana. With a K or a C?
K.
Like Dr. Kana.
K-A-N-A.
Beautiful.
Kana. Or you could pronounce it Kana.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Sounds good. Hey, first thing I want to do, there's a lot of stuff on our agenda this week, but I want to do a big shout-out again to Santa Anita Park. Because
we have a lot of shout-outs today, Mark.
You know, Santa Anita has been so generous with us over the last couple of years. Anytime we have an event in the Chandelier Room out there at the Santa Anita Park in Arcadia, we're always on the list to come out there and visit the Chandelier Room, which is great. They've got a wine tasting this week. They've got a full course. I don't know what some local chef is always there preparing his food. The food's always great. They always have a great jazz band. Saturday is the opening of the fall run at Santa Anita.
And Mark, just like it's been long since we've been here, it's been 4 months since we've been to Santa Anita.
Wow. That's something, boy.
Right?
Yeah. SantaAnita.com. It's the great rates place. They've got all sorts of stuff going on, especially in October. They've got an Oktoberfest going on. They've got the wiener races this week or this month. Beer gardens, opening day of the track. Santa Anita always has stuff going on. The Chandelier Room is fantastic. It's you know, if you can't make it to Del Mar or you can't make it to Churchill Downs during the Kentucky Derby, best place to go is Santa Anita, and the best place at Santa Anita is the Chandelier Room. Wine tasting this weekend, fantastic. The races are running. It's going to be 85 and sunny there. You can't ask for a better place. Santa Anita Park, the Great Race Park in in Arcata, California. Go there, visit it. If you have any questions, you can call them directly at 626-574-7223. Thanks again to Santa Anita Park, the people at Santa Anita Park, Katie, and everybody else. Thanks for having the Harris brothers visit the Great Race Place. Thank you.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, always is a blast, Mark. And like I said, I can't believe the last time we were there and we were getting into the speakeasy, I'm thinking, we'll be here in a couple months, but it's been four.
Wow. Fantastic.
Long time,
right?
Long time.
Well, just off the Emmys. Huh? What a show it was.
Lowest rating in years, but it was a fantastic show. Again, Mark and I got to not only got to attend, also got to walk that red carpet as well. Fantastic.
Well, and, we started off by hosting our gifting suite that Friday before at the W Hotel in Hollywood, which was a great event. We had hundreds of people come through. You know, one of the
our
great
second
things,
largest event of the year.
Yeah, beside the Oscars. But I tell you, every time we have an event, there's always somebody that comes through, and I always say, "Wow, there's somebody that I'd like to meet. There's somebody I'd like to meet." And, you know, never fails. And we've had everybody at our events over the years. But Hector Elizondo, and most people know him, screen legend Hector Elizondo. He's been around for 50 years. But I guess for the most people nowadays, they know him from Princess Diaries. He's the bodyguard, I guess, of Anne Hathaway. And then they know him from what's the Julia Roberts movie? Beverly Hills.
Pretty Woman.
And
let's not forget, Mark, American Gigolo, 1980.
I was going to say the American Gigolo, his hit show in
the
90s.
The detective.
Chicago Hope. And then, you know, where we first saw him, I guess, is in his when he was on the Taking of Pelham 123 in 1973.
Wow.
The original Taking of Pelham 123. So anyhow, it was great seeing Hector Elizondo come through the suite. I guess he was my favorite of the day.
Yeah, I mean, he's not no big, super big star, no A-lister, but like we had Bruce Dern, Mark, at the Oscars earlier this year. You know, a lot of people, the young people, probably don't even know some of these people, but for somebody like you and myself who've been involved in and been a fan of Hollywood forever, it sure is great to see these people. And for most part, they're pretty gracious.
Yeah. So our suite was fantastic. The celebrities that came through was fantastic. So it was a great way to start our Emmy weekend leading up to the Emmys that Sunday morning. And you know as well as I do, for the past 3 years, it's been like 95 on that red carpet. Well,
yeah,
this year
way
was
too hot.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, we started off at the Ritz-Carlton there in the lobby with some champagne.
Yep. That's becoming a tradition now, I think.
Right.
Before we...
By the way, the hotel lobby was packed.
Yeah.
You know, they have the Emmy statuette there in the lobby. They're selling their champagne at $25 a glass.
And that's pretty nice for the people who aren't even participating or attending the awards. If you're staying at the hotel, you could have the champagne, you could hang out, you could feel like somebody. They got this Emmy statuette there that the average Joe could take a picture of. It just gives the tourist and the average Joe a real nice, pleasant experience.
Absolutely. So, actually, I guess leading up to that, the Emmy gifting suite, Matt, and then the Emmy awards, was the press day at the Governor's Ball.
Fantastic. At
the LA Convention Center, which was fantastic.
Was this the first time they had this, though?
No. They have it every year.
Oh, wow.
Every year. This is the first time we went. And this was great. It gives you a great opportunity to hook up and meet the brands that are actually there, the official brands of the Emmys Governor's Ball. And one great thing that we both discovered was Philip Ashley Chocolates, Memphis-based chocolate company, philipashley.com, the best, and I think you agree with me, this was the official chocolate of the Governor's Ball, the best chocolate I've ever had.
I mean, 5 years ago, he was an executive at some corporation.
FedEx, and he woke up, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And then he woke up in the middle of the night saying, I need to do chocolate. And
we had the chocolate there.
Yeah.
And I think you'll agree with me that it was probably the best chocolate I've ever had.
It was the best. And what was the one that we realized?
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese chocolate. That's right, folks. Blue cheese infused chocolate.
This was fantastic.
Amazing.
And the only thing that was better than the Philip Ashley chocolates, Matt, was the Hill Haven Lodge bourbon whiskey.
Right.
And Hill Haven Lodge has been, it's nestled deep in the hills of Beverly Hills and is established there in 1927. Now, I've never heard of it before, but they were the official
I think
cocktail.
They've only been together about a year and a half.
What's been together a year
the,
and a half?
The booze.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, anyhow, the Hill Haven Lodge was the official cocktail. They provided a signature cocktail.
Have you broken open your bottle yet?
No.
I know you asked me, but I didn't know if you
And
did.
I was thinking if I'm even going to.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to keep
I might use that going away someplace for like a travel weekend.
I think I'm just going to keep it in open. It's a neat thing to have, because where else can you buy this thing?
It's like that bottle of tequila I got down in Cancun that has the label, the picture of Carrie and myself.
Yeah.
I'll never open that.
Certain things you just want to have. So the official cocktail served at the Governor's Ball, which was fantastic. And then they had all the food that was on the main menu being served to you as well, which was it was provided by Patina, which is a big celebrity restaurant out here.
It was a nice event with the tasting, and then it was actually in the venue where the...
At the convention center.
At the convention center where the event was taking place. They had the chairs out already. Very, very nice. They even had some of the entertainment that was going to be performing the night of the event. They performed a couple songs, which was pretty cool. It was just a wonderful...
It was a great event. And then we walked away with a gift bag.
A gift bag, that's right.
Which had
with a gift bag.
The official champagne, or I should say sparkling wine.
Ferrari.
Ferrari Trento, which is a Ferrari Brut Trento. Since 1902, this place has been around with this champagne.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sparkling wine. It's not a true champagne, but it's a sparkling wine for most people. It's the same thing.
It's bubbly. Yeah.
So we had the Ferrari Brut Trento Doc, which was fantastic. So it was a great takeaway. It was a great start of the Emmy weekend, followed by our Emmy gifting suite, and then the attending the Emmys.
The cocktails they were mixing, the lodge.
They had three of them. Yeah. You and I both, we each
had an
old
fashioned, and then the
Fireside.
It
was called the Hillhaven Lodge Fireside, which is what we had.
What a cocktail.
Yeah.
By a mixologist, I forgot what his name was, but this was an art.
It sure was.
Guy was putting it together. It was
shake it, pour it into a Collins glass over cold draft type ice, top with a splash of ginger beer, garnished with fresh sage leaf and a lemon wheel. And they were also pouring the Hillhaven Lodge Old Fashioned and the Chirac French 75.
Mm.
Fantastic.
They were pouring the old-fashioned. I thought we requested that. So, but that was one of the drinks that they were offering.
But we went with the other one.
We were the first two, I think, to actually have a cocktail, and people were looking at us like we had three heads.
Yeah, but they were pouring it.
So we
were there to help ourselves.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that, but...
Good stuff.
For whatever reason. It was kind of early, though. It was, I think, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you're right.
I guess it was a little early, but having a cocktail other than champagne or a Bloody Mary.
Absolutely.
Or a screwdriver.
Absolutely.
I guess those are the only kind of morning drinks you'd have, right?
And...
It was quite an Emmy week, and our Emmy suite was fantastic. And as you could all assume from being listeners to the show, we do have quite a few shout-outs to make today for participants in our lounge. Do you want to start them off right now, Mark? Do you want to drill
them? Well, I don't know. I think Nicholas Cigars is the one that we should talk about first, don't you think, Matt?
Absolutely.
Cigars by Nicholas J.
Cigars by Nicholas J. Yeah, let me get the... seeing I wasn't prepared.
We got a box. He was generous enough to give us, Nicholas was generous enough to give us each a box.
Yep, let me get the website.
Of the cigars. And, I thought that was, you don't have anything written down?
Well, I get it. Mark, you just spot it out right here. I mean, I got to get it for you. It's right here, but you just shot it out. I was going to lead up to it. But in any event, Cigars by Nicholas J. He's a cigar distributor company here in Southern California with the intention of not only delivering a great cigar, but also creating a great cigar experience. And that's what I think smoking a cigar is for most part.
It's an experience,
It's the experience.
You want to relax. You want to have a nice glass of whiskey or a glass of port.
In fact, I have a couple of them right here, Mark, the Elma.
How's it smell?
Fantastic. In fact, we're going to smoke these a little later this afternoon while we're doing our little sizzle for an upcoming show that we're doing.
Excellent.
But in any event, Nicholas had two feelings in mind about his company, passion and love, as he always wanted to create something he was passionate about. He never knew what that was until he found his love for cigars. It's not just the cigar smoking itself. Again, it is the experience. So waking up on a Saturday morning, grabbing a cup of coffee and a cigar, stepping outside and having your cigar. And what we have here, Mark, is the NJ, the Elma exclusive. And this is the small ones. What are the small ones called again? They're called the...
You think we'd know by now.
Yeah, you think we know by now. Yeah. But in any event, Cigars by Nicholas J. Check him out. I think he's located here in Fullerton. I got to say, it is a fantastic smoke. People loved it at the event. Unfortunately, you couldn't be smoking him. We were inside
at the
W, but it's a nice soft chew, a nice wonderful smoke, very aromatic, and I love this size. I can't think of the small one.
Yeah, it's not a Robusto.
Is that a Robusto?
I don't know.
And it's like a 30 or 35 minute smoke as opposed to like the torpedoes. Or whatever.
Sometimes I like a long one. If you're going to be someplace for a long time, like when we're in Florida, Matt, and we go outside and we're out there poolside, and then we go out by the yachts. We're there for an hour. We're out there for more than an hour.
Yeah.
We like to have a longer one.
Yeah, I agree. But for most part, the 30-35 minute smoke, and this was taking me this week. I smoked a couple of them this week. Anyhow, thank you so much, Nicholas. And by the way, Mark, Nicholas has already signed up to be in our upcoming Oscar event.
Wow, good for him. Yeah. It's going to be a great event.
So get out and get them. Smoke them if you like them. If you don't,
smoke them if you got them, I guess, right?
Smoke them if you have them. That is for sure. So I guess this is the week that all the new shows are starting.
Yeah, what did I see?
Sheldon. Did you see Sheldon last night?
Oh, no. I didn't even think about it. Yeah.
Funny. Yeah, the little kid from, was it Big Little Lies on HBO?
Yeah.
Funny. What a great, I got tired of the Big Bang Theory years ago, but
I was never a watcher of it.
Yeah, it was funny. Good writing, just like Two Men and a Baby or Two and a Half Men or whatever. But 30-minute show, perfect. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea, he's a little genius, He was already in high school.
I did TiVo The Good Doctor. That was on last night.
TiVo that as well.
Tonight's the new Law & Order, the Menendez murder.
Oh, right.
That's going to be great.
I got that
ready
TiVo.
To go.
Yeah.
And what else? Is there something else on
last
tonight?
Last night was The Brave with Anne Heche, which we posted our
old friend Anne Heche from Toronto.
I think we met her a couple times.
I think you're right. Yeah. But I know as a fact that the first time was, I think, in Toronto. But I can't recall the other time we met her. But we did meet her some other time.
Yeah.
So good luck to her in that show.
Yeah. Supposedly pretty good. But a lot of good things on this week.
Hey, a week from today is the show that it could have been all about me had things changed in April, but The Mayor on ABC.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Mark's
that looks
for
like
The Mayor since we last spoke.
Well, no, that was in April. We've been on since April.
No, I don't think we have, Mark.
Sure, we have.
I was in Europe. We ran because I was in Europe from.
You're telling me it's been 5 months since we've been here?
Were we on after I got back from Europe?
Yeah, we've been on. I think we were on after I came back from. Well, I don't know when, but we this isn't our first show in 5 months.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyhow, that's another new show coming on next Tuesday, the Mayor, which looks pretty darn good.
When is that again?
Tuesday.
Wow.
Next Tuesday.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So you got the new shows coming on, plus you've got the old shows that are coming back. Modern Family comes back again tomorrow. Oh, and Blackish, I think, is tonight. The new season of Blackish is tonight because they moved it to Tuesday now.
Mm-hmm.
But good stuff. Good stuff. I want to do another shout out to another great brand that we had. And this brand came in pretty much at the last minute. We had a brand had to pull out from our Emmy suite a couple weeks ago. We contacted Brevena, BREVENA.com. It's a skincare based in Minneapolis, one of our favorite cities. And these guys came, they did the impossible. They came on board in 72 hours, I think, right?
48 hours, Mark.
So 48 hours. Okay, so here's a company that can make things happen, which I think is fantastic. They came. They had a fantastic presentation. They had a lot of product for everybody that was coming through. Brevena has been around for 20 years, and which is fantastic. It's proven science for the ultimate skin health and hydration. And for over 20 years, Brevena has perfected the process of extracting and refining oat beta glucan, which is, for in layman's terms, macro B complex. Now, a lot of people don't know what macro B complex is, but it's part of the main ingredient in Brevena. It adds a purity level unrivaled in the healthcare industry. Brevena.com. Proven science for ultimate skin health and hydration. It delivers intense hydration, perfection for every skin type. So again, Brevena, I'd like to say a big thank you for participating in our suite in the last minute. We hope to have you on board in our Oscar event taking place in a couple months, the biggest event of the year. You got a great product. You got a great team of people that work with you. I've spoken with these people out there in Minneapolis, and it's a good product. It's got good ingredients for the macro B complex. So again, thank you, Brevena.com.
Mark, one of the great things about hosting our gifting suites is not only that we get to meet a lot of cool people, we also have the opportunity to come across a lot of cool products. And with the popularity of cannabis these days, whether it's just for smoking or candy or what have you, I mean, it's popping up all over the place. One of our new clients, not actually new, but they've been with us for a couple of years, is Central Cali Caregivers with Ruiz from up north Visalia. But their products are not just joints or what have you. They're different type of cannabis healing type things, like Miracle Healing Rub. I tend to not use these products, but somebody was talking about having a backache, and I've had a neck ache lately. So I got a little miniature jar of their Literally, it's called a Miracle Healing Rub, and I'm not kidding, kids. It works. Miracle Healing Rub. They have other things like eye drops for what's the eye problem you have, Mark?
Glaucoma. Well, I don't have it.
Not you, but I mean, and then medicated toothpicks with cannabis extract in the actual toothpick. So big.
Dusty Baker would like that, huh?
Yeah, for sure. So big shout out to Ray Ruiz and Central Cali Caregivers for participating in our last event. And you know what, Mark? They just signed up to do the Oscars with us again.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having him back.
So,
he doesn't have a website that we know of as fact, but it's facebook.com/Central-Cali-Caregivers. So go to Facebook and check him out because it's a great
Central
product.
Central Cali Caregivers. Yeah, they don't have a website.
I couldn't find, yeah.
Yeah, which is surprising.
Hey, you got to love those Dodgers, huh?
How about that,
they're
right?
Going all the way? This is the year they're going to have the win the World Series?
Man, you know, if you would ask me that question a month ago, Mark, like I was in Las Vegas and I made a wager, actually, that they'd win the World Series. But after they lost 18 out of 20, you got to wonder, not to mention the playoffs start next week and they start up against Arizona.
Wow, 18 out of 20.
Yeah, and they lost 6 out of 7 to Arizona in the last 3 weeks. And now we have to end up playing them next week. But to answer that question, they're going to go all the way? I hope so. They just won their 100th game yesterday, and since 1900, they've only won 100 games 5 times. So let's hope so. But if they get past Arizona, cross your fingers, because we'll have home field advantage. Then we only have to play. Well, I shouldn't say this. We have to play either the Cubs or the Nationals, both extremely tough teams, but both teams that we've had pretty successful background of winning. So if we beat Arizona,
we'll either go against the Cubs or the Nationals.
Right.
Wow.
And if you ask me who would I rather play, I'd like to see the Cubs to get some revenge from last year. But at the same time, I'm thinking if the Cubs get that far, they got the luck back, and who knows what might happen.
They might go all the way.
So I think I'd rather prefer to play the Nationals, even though they have a better record and a better team. I think we play better against them. Either way, again, first things first, Mark. I think we're going to have a struggle with Arizona.
Mm.
But if we get past them, and then we still get home field advantage. So, but yeah, hey, Dodgers, right? I mean, but man.
Yeah.
And they start playing here next Wednesday, I think.
I was at Dodger Stadium on Sunday for the afternoon game, and my preference has always been I like a day game. I've never been a big fan of the night games. You got to go to all the night games because that's basically the most of the games are held at nighttime,
yeah.
Except on Sunday. You got a day game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Saturday, I think the games are at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, so during the summer, you still get, or late summer, you can still get a day and night game combined, which is fine. But my preference, day game. There on Sunday, it was a 1 o'clock game. We got there about noon. Beautiful day. Beautiful views of downtown Los Angeles. The Dodger Dog is still, they raised it again. It's $7.50 for the Super Dodger Dog now.
Is that right?
$7.50 for the Super Dodger Dog.
How could they raise it during the season?
But it's still the best dog at any ballpark in the country.
I could see if you're raising at the start of the season, but you can't raise him during
the
season.
It was $7 before. I might have been wrong.
I think it was $6.75 when I saw $7.50 the other day.
I'm thinking, was it $7.50 before?
It was $6.75 last time.
Because we were just there a month or so ago, weren't we?
Oh, I was just there three or four weeks ago with Jonas.
Okay.
$6.75.
Okay. But was that the Super Dog or just the regular Dodger Dog? Okay. I thought $7.50 were pricier.
Yeah.
But anyhow,
wow! They're getting ready for the playoffs.
I can't say it enough. I brought my peanuts in because I always buy my Dodger peanuts at the store at the Pavilions because they got them for $1, and it's got the Dodger logo on it. Fantastic! So I'm cranking out my peanuts. I go get my Dodger dog. Beautiful day. Dodgers are winning. You know, it's fantastic. You can't beat it. I mean, the tickets are really fair priced, and you get it on StubHub. We get there early, so we park for free. It's value. And one thing I like that they just started doing last week, and this is to encourage people to stay after the game to let the crowds diminish a little bit. Up there at the top deck, right outside the store, the team store, they've got where the ticket booth is, a huge pavilion area over there now, which overlooks downtown Los Angeles, which is beautiful. They fixed that up now. It's called the After the Game Lounge or something, where you can go and get beers and enjoy and relax for a little bit while the...
What's it called?
It's called the After the Game Lounge or something like that. I'm looking at my picture. I took a picture of it.
Well, I like the name. It's
if that's the name, it's something like that. But, you know, sometimes, including myself, I like to either get out first to beat the crowd, or you... I deleted it already. No, it's too bad.
Oh, big deal.
Yeah. But anyway, it's next after the game lounge or something like that. But it's a great way to enjoy a couple of beers, let the crowd diminish, enjoy the view of downtown Los Angeles. So it's great. I probably have my Dodger flag hanging on the front of the house. Got my Dodger hat out. Wear that all the time. So we have to root for the Dodgers. Will this be the year? We hope so. Let's hope for the best.
I like Mark last week, Tommy Lasorda, who just turned 90. Did you see when he was being interviewed? He almost seemed like he was in tears. He's like, come on, guys. I'm not sure if I'm going to be around anymore for a lot more years, a lot more seasons. We got to make this happen.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
I mean he's
the
not
fact
kidding.
That it's been over 30 years is hard to believe.
29.
Huh? 29. 29, yeah. So yeah. Almost 30 years. So that's yeah. 29, yeah. Okay, good enough.
But, I mean, when he said that, it made me think, wow. And that's coming from...
He's cashing in his chips?
It made me think he's, shit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, we had a double deuce of us the other day in the store.
Sunday night, yeah. Two great episodes.
Yeah, two great episodes. And, you know, I got to share with the listeners what somebody posted on Facebook. Now, hey, we're kind of well-liked guys, you know? I mean, why would you not like us? But you can't like everybody, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we had the double dip the other day, the double deuce, back-to-back episodes, which is great. I always like when we have the double dip episodes. I mean, there's something, it's like a double feature.
Yeah, but no cost. It's free.
Yeah.
Put your TV in there.
Somebody by the name of Chalicia Doherty, what kind of name is Chalicia? She says, I can't stand the Harris Brothers. That's all she said. Have we done anything for Mark?
She says, I can't stand those guys.
No, she says, can't stand the Harris Brothers.
Oh, the Harris Brothers.
Yeah, have it right here.
Wow.
Yeah, because I said, I just thought that was...
That's bold.
Yeah.
That's a bold thing to say.
I was on her website. She's a real zero who lives in, Wisconsin or Minnesota.
So why does she follow us if she can't stand us? That makes no sense.
Yeah. So anyhow,
One great thing...
Take a hike, Chelsea. And by the way, what kind of name is Chelsea? Cheltelsia.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
One great thing, again, like you said earlier, Matt, about that when you host these gifting suites, you find brands and products and services and things that you didn't know were around before. But you know as well as I know that one of the many things that Hawaii is famous for is coffee, right?
Yeah.
And I like my Hawaiian coffee. GreenTurtleCoffee.co. These guys prefer...
Well, they're from the islands, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's 100% Kona coffee. And it's greenturtlecoffee.co. Not the web address is a little off, but it's www.greenturtlecoffee.co. They provide the beans in the pack. And I don't know if you had a chance to grind them and try some since last week or 2 weeks ago.
No, have you?
Fantastic. There's just something about Kona coffee or Hawaiian coffee. It's 100% Kona, estate roasted Captain Cook. Hawaiian grown. I just love the way that sounds. It belongs on the Food Network.
I like the name of the brand.
It's roasted the day you order, shipped to you fresh priority mail from Hawaii. You get it in 3 days. So how about that? I'm going to call, or I'm going to go to greenturtlecoffee.co. I'm going to find my Kona blend. I'm going to order it. They're going to go out to the field. They're going to grind it, pack it, ship it. And I'm going to get it in 3 days. And the Paul and Linda who've owned the Green Turtle for 17 years on their estate.
Where could you get it here in the mainland?
You know, I'm not really sure if you can, but go to greenturtlecoffee.co. Check out the website. Order yourself a pound. It's $22, I think, for a pound.
$22 for a pound.
Yeah, great value for Hawaiian coffee.
Is it?
Oh, absolutely.
$22 a pound?
Absolutely. It's a great price. So, and it tastes delicious too. So go to greenturtlecoffee.co. Order yourself a pound. Enjoy it. Trust me, it's good stuff.
We just got a video from Tiffany Lauder. I wonder what she might be sending
us. A video?
Yeah. Send us a video. I wonder if it's
She must have videoed something at the event the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, the other day. It was almost 2 weeks ago, right?
2 weeks ago, yeah. Right. Hey, how about that, the end of summer? Is this a traditional thing when the end of summer comes and it's Labor Day? It's your white party. I know. Did he start that with his Hamptons white party like 25 years ago?
Probably not, but glad that you mentioned about the white party.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm mentioning is because we went to the white party down for the polo match.
Yeah.
The
San Diego Polo.
San Diego Surf Club. Is that what it's called?
San Diego
Big
Surf.
Big shout out to them, by the way, for the invitation to attend.
San Diego Surf Polo?
Yeah, that's it. It's SanDiegoSurfPolo.com.
It was a great day because it wasn't that hot.
Oh, it was perfect.
We were in the tent.
A little cloudy, just a little bit. We're in the VIP tent. Thank you very much, San Diego Polo. Surf, for the invitation and for allowing us to be in the tent. But, you know, like we always say, it's who watches the game? It's nice to be there. It's all about socializing, taking pictures, and doing all that. But it was a great day. The horses looked great. And
do you have the box?
Do I have the box?
You have. You handed it to me earlier. Hand it over to me, would you please?
Okay.
So the San Diego Surf Club was fantastic. Who's watching the polo? You're all socializing.
And it scores so quickly. I mean, I don't know, because if you don't know the players, you hear the guy, the announcer, but it's just a fun day.
Champagne was flowing.
And they always have, and we got to smoke a cigar at
the stomping of the divots,
which is kind of like the halftime. But a wonderful event, and the closing of the season is this coming Sunday. We unfortunately won't be able to make it, but if you have nothing planned, it's very affordable. I think it's like $20 a ticket. It's a great afternoon.
You don't have to be a bon vivant like we are to go to a polo match, but it always helps.
Bring the kids. It's something different than going to a football game or a Dodger game or a basketball game. It's outside.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Like I said, it's affordable. Tickets are about $20. So if you don't have anything planned, pack up the kids. And they have tailgating, too. I think it's $10 more. So you don't even have to pay for food. Just bring everything you want. Open up the back of the car and just
pack
enjoy.
Up the kids and head on out to San Diego and Rancho
Dog
Santa Fe.
Dog bath in a pack, Mark. Dog bath in
a pack.
Is that
our buddy Jim Bacall?
Jim Bacall from
Illinois.
He's what city is he from, Mark?
I don't know.
This is a fantastic. This also participated. They were in our gifting suite. It's a towelette for dogs. It's like wash and dry from the 60s when you needed to wash your hands. This is a dog bath in a pack. It's a wet towelette that is specially designed to clean your dog's paws and coat when soap and water are not available. It's great for when you're walking your dog, after the dog park, cleaning up your dog's behind, or before your dog enters the car house. I even like the package. He had a graphic designer design it.
Great.
Dog bath in a pack. It's a cool name. And check out them at gooddogwipes.com. And big shout out to Jim Bacall. Jim, if you're listening, you rock, buddy. Always good to see you. And look forward to seeing you next time. So,
Hopefully he'll be back for the Oscars.
Yeah.
Right?
Hopefully.
You know, one of the biggest events that we do, or one of our favorite events, I guess, we do throughout the year, this is 5 or 6 years, I guess, now coming up for Chris Everett Charities down there in Boca Raton, Florida, chrisEverett.org.
So did Boca survive the hurricane?
Yeah, I didn't see anything. The brunt of it went more east than west.
Yeah.
That's why Miami was pretty much spared. It went toward Tampa and upward. But this is this November is the 20th annual gala for the Chris Everett Raymond James Pre-Celebrity Tennis Classic out there. And, as we've been doing this for 5 or 6 years. It's a fantastic event, fantastic cause. It benefits all the charities related to chriseverett.org, mothers that are battered women, unwed mothers. Plenty of great causes. They've got multiple things going on. They've got the tennis matches during the weekend. You can go pay as little as $20 to see a tennis match. They've got
celebrity tennis match, Mark.
Yeah,
with some pros.
With screen legends too. I mean, who did we see a couple of years ago? Was that Romanian one woman, Martina Navratilova? She's always there. Chris Everett is always playing. So they got multiple things. They've got the Grand Gala, which is Saturday night. Tickets are always still available. They've got the Friday night poolside cocktail party overlooking
That's
the,
a good one, boy.
Overlooking
always
the,
windy.
Overlooking the marina at the Boca Resort and Spa right there, or Resort and Club right there in the marina, overlooking the yachts. You've got pool. You got millionaires and billionaires and cigars and booze. I mean,
and
it's a great...
For most part, it's a wonderful evening, too.
Yeah, wonderful. And then you got the tennis on Saturday again, and you got tennis on Sunday, so you got the gala. You got the cocktail party. You got breakfast with Chris at the Boca Resort that Friday morning. You go out there and watch him play breakfast or play tennis and have breakfast. It's a great event. Tickets still available. Chris Everett.
And Mark, if you can't make it to the event, you can't participate by providing product or attending the event, you can still donate.
Yeah, donate.
Yeah,
if you have a product, a brand service that wants to get in the gift bag while Creations is providing the official gift bag for the sixth year. I guess this is the sixth year. So contact WildCreationsMedia@gmail.com.
Many ways to get involved.
Many ways.
Hey, just a moment ago, we were talking about this week, how this week and next week all the new shows are starting, and it's some of the best TV that you get throughout the year.
It's the golden age of television.
The golden age of television. Yesterday was the first episode, Mark, of the new Megyn Kelly Today Show.
Oh, or please. Megyn,
what is it called?
Megyn Kelly Today.
It is called Megyn Kelly Today. Your thoughts?
I'll pass.
I I don't know what it is.
I didn't like her when she was with Fox. She ain't no big deal. And now
I can't. She seems like that show, that format. It looks like Harry Connick in the afternoon.
It looks like the Kelly Ripa Ryan Seacrest show. It's the same thing with the studio audience.
Yeah. I don't.
The cast
like
of Will and Grace was on yesterday.
Yeah. I just don't.
$17 million a year they're paying this one.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to last.
Well. How about that Sunday night with Megyn Kelly? They put it up again, and I hope some executive at NBC lost their job, putting this show against 60 Minutes. So, 60 Minutes after 50 years is still in the top 10.
So now it's running up against Kelly Ripa and Seacrest.
Yeah.
I think that's the number one in that time slot, too.
I don't know, but it's the same format. Yeah. I like the old format with Al Roker.
Yeah.
The Today's Take.
She just not look like that. And then before she starts, she gave her whole history. Did you see the first 10 minutes?
I saw the whole thing.
Oh, you saw the whole thing, huh? I only watched the first 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I watched the whole thing. I had to see how bad it was. And it was bad.
How she started with her introduction. We don't need to hear that, do we?
Well, she wanted to let us know who she is and where she comes from.
Do we care? Well, nothing against her, I guess. But, I mean, come on. I just think. I don't know. I'm curious to see how the ratings are going to do.
I didn't like it. I didn't like her. I didn't like the show. I didn't like that Sunday night with Megyn Kelly. I don't like the fact that NBC is paying her $17 million a year. Who am I to say?
Yeah.
Anyhow, but you're right. The new show seasons are starting. But you know what? In this day and age, people still wear wristwatches. But for the most part, people tell time by looking at their cell phone. Something that is a unique item from a bygone era, the pocket watch. And I've had pocket watches.
Did you say a pocket watch, Mark?
Pocket watch, yeah. I've got something here I'm holding. It's called the Stonehenge watch. They were a great product that was in our gifting suite the other day. It's a pocket watch, and you open this thing up, and it's got a scale model, believe it or not, of Stonehenge, the landmark in Northern England. Yeah, Northern England. 2,500-year-old Stonehenge, these big rocks that are out there. Most people remember nowadays from European vacation when Chevy Chase knocked it over.
Yeah.
StonehengeWatch.com. It will identify – what it does is a pocket watch identifies you as a sophisticated individual. It really does. There's the exact scale replica of Stonehenge right on it, and next to it is a compass. It's kind of cool. But if you, on a sunny day, you can go out, you can pop up the watch, put in the little stick thing they got here, and you could tell the watch.
Right,
by the sundial, which is fantastic. Predict the exact moment of winter or summer solstice with this watch. It tells time, you got a compass. And it's neat looking. It's fun. It's a great price. This thing's really affordable. I love it. It's a huge, it's a neat piece to have.
So looks almost like a toy.
StonehengeWatch.com. Christmas is coming up. And believe me, folks, this would make a great Christmas gift.
I like the nice box that comes in. It's heavy, too.
Yeah.
So, you get that and you open it up, you have no idea
whether
it is.
Whether it be a stocking filler. Or the main gift.
That's a hell of a stocking filler.
Yeah,
that's a good topic, too. Stocking fillers. It could go as high as, it could be a pack of gum. It could be a $2,000 diamond ring.
As long as it fits in the stocking.
Yeah.
Hence the name, stocking filler.
Hey, Mark, did you mention Miss New Jersey, USA?
That's right. It's in a month, about 3 weeks,
Unfortunately, because of our schedule, we were invited to judge. Unfortunately, because of our schedule and filming, we're going to be working on something. We won't be able to make it to New Jersey for the judging duties, which it's been a while since we've done any judging, Mark.
Louisiana, it was a year ago.
Yeah, wow. But we are providing the gift bags to all the girls. I think there's 208 girls altogether. So if you have a beauty product or a cool product you'd like to get in the hands of the most beautiful women in the state of New Jersey, contact Wild Creations. We'd love to help you out. We'd love you to help us out. Get into the bag to get to the girls. I think it's coming up in about 2 weeks.
It's October 15th is the date of the event.
Okay, a little more than two. Okay, so you have about 2 weeks. If you want to get in, you want to showcase your product, you have something new that you want to launch or what have you, or again, just you want to get into the hands of the most beautiful women in the state of New Jersey, contact WOW. We'd love to get you involved.
Absolutely.
And speaking of that, we're going to be judging Miss South Carolina.
Yeah.
In
month and a half.
So first time in, we've been to South Carolina before, but first time in Charleston. That's right. It's taking place in Charleston.
Yeah.
So very much looking forward to that. Thanks to the Miles family.
Yes. And, summer's over. And one of the things that I enjoy about summer, as well as I think you do too, man, is going to the Arboretum, the Los Angeles County Arboretum in Arcadia.
Love it.
For the Pasadena Pops concert they've got there. MC'd, hosted by Pops Master, Michael Feinstein.
Pops Master.
Which I guess you can call him Pops Master.
I like
Conductor,
it.
Conductor, Pops
I
Master, like Bon Vivant. But Pasadena Symphony /Pops.org. They have the regular Pops concerts in the city of Pasadena in the winter months. And then during the summer months, excuse me, they're in the Arboretum for an open outside concert, which is great. We attended, I think, about four of them this summer. And it's great because they've got tables. You're outside under the stars. The peacocks are there.
As the sun is setting. Picnic-type atmosphere.
Yeah. It's a great way to spend a couple hours. Great music. You bring your food. You can bring wine, champagne.
Anything
you want.
As long as it's legal.
Either you bring a chair to sit there for $25 or you get a table. Table's always nice. But if you don't want the table, you just bring a chair and you can just sit there, which is fantastic. It's about 2.5 hours of fun and excitement. I want to thank the Pasadena Symphony for allowing the Harris brothers and family to attend this summer. We had a great time. Single tickets are now on sale for the Pasadena Symphony upcoming season. The Mozart Symphony is going to be November 18th. You could subscribe today for the season. You could donate to the annual fund campaign. Phone number 626-793-7172. Again, the Pasadena Symphony-Pops.org summer concert series. We love it at the Los Angeles County Arboretum in Arcadia, California. Great time. Great time for all.
And fantastic. I don't like doing back-to-back-to-back promotions, but we're running out of time. It was a jam-packed show. I do want to give a shout-out to a couple other brands that participated in our Oscar event. So real quick, Mama's Fudge. Mark loves fudge. I love fudge a lot. This is the best fudge we've ever tasted.
The best. And it's a drag, man. I didn't bring any home.
I know. MamaTaylorsTreats.com. The best fudge you ever tasted. That's what they have listed on their website. And they're not kidding when they say that. The best fudge you ever tasted. This is the best fudge you can ever have. It's smooth, rich, and flavorful. MamaTaylorTreats.com. Mark's not kidding. I'm not kidding. If you like fudge, this is the best. Get on their website. Mark, do you know if they sell it anywhere other than online?
I don't think so.
So big shout to...
they do like farmers markets, I think.
They do. Big shout out to Amber Lee at Mama Taylor's Treats. Another big shout out, Mark, is to Etchy. That's Etche. This is really cool stuff. They participate in a gifting suite, too. It's your one-stop custom shop. Enjoy special gifts, creating that special celebrity... Enjoy special gifts created that celebrate special occasions. That's Etchy. That's Etchey.com. They are a laser engraving company located in Southern Orange County. So whatever you want, contact them. They were providing a bunch of different things, but one thing that I love that we got, Mark, was their cutting board.
Yeah.
And it had the Emmy logo on it. So big shout out to Etchey.com and MamaTaylorTreats.com for fudge and engraving special treats.
Hey, how about that movie, The It? It's like about $200 million already, right?
I don't think it's The It, but it's It. But yeah. $237 million.
That's a lot of money.
That is. I mean, and it only costs $35 to make.
Boy,
because there's no big names in it.
Wow.
Yeah. Now that's the Hollywood success story. You make a movie for like that and. Fantastic. I haven't seen it yet. Your son has seen it. Blake has seen it.
He loved it.
He loved it.
He sent me a text right after he saw it, and he was just saying that this was a great movie.
Yeah.
So I get around to seeing it eventually. There's coming up to a lot of good movies. Something opens in wide release this week, Battle of the Sexes. I think that looks fantastic.
Yep.
What else did I want to see? Something else came up.
The Kingsman.
Oh, The Kingsman, that's right. That was big box office, too.
$33 million. I was expecting a lot more than that.
Yeah.
You know, I went to the movies, Mark, on Friday to see that Reese Witherspoon movie called Home Again. And when I'm buying the tickets, the woman said, get here an hour early. Not because of your movie, but The Kingsman is coming out. She says, get here. I never heard this. She says, get here an hour early because the concessions are going to be crazy.
Wow.
Well, we got there 30 minutes early, and there's like nobody at the concessions, and the movie made 30. I expected to close to $100 million for that movie.
100?
Yeah.
No.
What did you expect? 30?
I'd be 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that's a hit, but it cost 100
40
million.
40 is a hit, sure.
Yeah, it cost 100 million.
Yeah. So. Hey, I want to do a big thank you to Dr. Don Stokes. Dr. Stokes came on board our Emmy suite a couple weeks ago.
Last minute, too.
It's, great brand. The website, I'm going to spell this for you. It's IDEALW IdealW84U.com. IdealW84U.com. And he provided this great thing. And I know, I think I'm going to take him up on this and gift certificate. And tells one bearer for laser body contouring session. Now, it's non-invasive surgery, no anesthesia, no pain or pills, no bruising, no recovery time, 10-minute treatment. I mean, that sounds like a surgery or anti-surgery that I want to take part in.
10 minutes.
I've got a double chin here I got to get rid of, and I talked to the doctor about that briefly over there. Laser lipo featuring a new you. I love it, right? It's a laser lipo featuring a new you. Body contouring treatment is done in their office, offering a pain-free answer to fast fat reduction, requiring only 30-minute treatment with an immediate return to activity. You're up next with that one, Matt.
I don't have that, Mark.
Oh, I thought you brought it in the bag. Oh, but anyhow, sorry, folks. We're just getting ahead of ourselves here. But he's got a great practice. It helps out with car accident injuries. He's also chiropractic, weight loss, laser lipo, back pain, holistic approach to medical treatment. Dr. Stokes is, you know, great bedside manner. He's an average guy like you and I, easy to talk to, easy to get along with. So it's Dr. Don Stokes. Schedule an appointment, 310-910-0238. And again, his website is IdealW84U.com. How about that?
Fantastic. He was great. I didn't get enough time to talk to him, but I'm glad you did.
Hey,
but
so
he had a great setup.
What was that Reese Witherspoon movie about?
I liked it. It wasn't as good as I thought, but it's a good movie to see a couple bucks. She's a 40-year-old family woman who's going through a divorce, and she ends up meeting a 26-year-old guy, so, and his buddies. They're in Hollywood trying to get a movie made. You know, her husband or ex-husband, it shouldn't be ex-husband, is in the music industry, living in New York. They're in Beverly Hills. And it's basically that. She comes across, meets them. The three dudes, are all, two of them are brothers. They're her, you know, young filmmakers trying to get the film made. And they meet her. And it's about an older woman, I wouldn't say falling in love, but having a relationship with a 26-year-old.
Great.
Does that happen? Do 26-year-olds want to be with 40-year-olds? I can see 40-year-olds want to be with 26-year-olds, but do 26-year-olds want to be with 40-year-olds?
I don't know about that, but I knew though this. It's always great to have a brand that comes in from out of city.
Oh,
out of
betcha.
State, but how about out of country, Matt?
Oh, get out.
Akiko.
Oh, yeah.
Came in from Tokyo, Japan.
Yep.
With their new biocellulose approach mask. Now, if you want to do, if you were like me, and I know you are, you're trying anything you can to make yourself look younger. And
oh,
brother,
yeah.
You need a lot of work. So I advise you to try Akiko biocellulose approach
mask. They were doing that on
mask.
You. They were using it on you.
They did,
yeah.
And I looked years younger. It's made with stem cell. Okay, and here in the U.S., you know, there's all this stem cell research going on. There's all this debate about stem cells or whatever. But over there in Tokyo, in Japan, there's no issues. You've got these. I've got these premium essence. Okay, it's a series of innovative aging care is derived from cutting edge stem cell technology. It awakens the skin intricate vigor, and the B glucan has supreme moisturizing effects. Adding these two beauty components to every product leads to future skin derived from the past. From traditional supplementary care to proactive care that helps your skin forget the passage of time. Now, the website for this is www.e-face.jp. Now, remember, because it's a Japanese website, so you've got the JP in there. You're not going to do a .com or like you normally would, though. It has human adipose-derived stem cell, which is, again, I don't think we have a lot of stem cell stuff in this country. So it's made with beta-glucan.
And they had a beautiful setup, too. A lot of product, beautiful setup, fantastic.
It really is.
Give their website again, Mark.
It is www.e-face.jp. And I've got a ton of this stuff that they left us, Matt, to try this.
I didn't get any of that.
You didn't get any? You didn't get a whole bag from
I got a bag. I got a bag that had that.
Did you get two bags?
No.
Oh. Because we were staying there when she gave us each other thing to get. Yeah, you did. Okay. But anyway, this is great stuff. It's the time of pureness starts upon your skin. Aging care series containing gold and placenta. So there's gold in this thing. We had a product many years ago, Matt, when we were at Deluxe, that had gold. She was in England, and she gave us her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Deirdre Hall loved the thing.
Yeah.
So this is a great product. So thank you for taking part in our gifting suite. We greatly appreciate that.
Thank you so much. I know we are running out of time. We'll touch base on these other brands later. But big shout out to SoapsByCheryl.com and JewelStraps.com. The hour has come to a quick close. Again, it's been a while since we've been back in the airwaves, so we had a lot to catch base.
Did this hour already go past?
Yeah.
This is incredible, isn't it?
And we're shooting it out, too. There was just so much content, Mark. So everybody, thanks again for tuning in and listening.
BonsaiJerky.com. We'll talk more about Bonsai Jerky when you see us or hear from us in our next show, which we're still working on that. In the meantime, if you have a product, service, product or service that you'd like to promote in any type of upcoming gifting suite or gift bag opportunity, contact wildcreationsmedia.com.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
And LinkedIn, MySpace. MySpace and what else? But we're out there. But if you have a product service that you'd like to get involved quickly and you don't want to go through the website, just send us a quick email, wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. We love doing the show here at latalkradio.com. The Tastemakers are back. And
good to be back, Mark.
We thank you all for tuning in and listening to our show.
Time.
Later.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.